Good morning and welcome to St. Columba's for our Harvest Thanksgiving service. It's really good to see you. Thank you for coming. And we do welcome visitors in particular who are joining with us. Immediately following this service, the catering committee will be serving our harvest lunch down in the hall. And you're welcome to come and join us for that, to enjoy their wonderful cooking along with the fellowship one with another over lunch. The order of service will follow the sheet before you. I do want to thank all those who work so hard in the supplying of all the non-perishable food items and in the decorating of our church. They've all done a wonderful job. This year we're having a different approach to harvest, as you can see. We're looking very much at the practical approach. How can we help other people? And that's been reflected in all of our services throughout today. This year, it's a great delight to welcome as our preacher this morning my own son Henry, who's under no pressure whatsoever. And I do want to give a disclaimer to say, I have not helped Henry one bit. He's done this all himself. He's going to be assisted by Charles with the technology. And he's going to be talking about his trip to Kenya with Jengana, which so many of you so generously supported him with earlier this year. And then tonight, Murray Hunter is going to be talking about the work of the larder, which is based down at St. Christopher's here in Belfast. And all of the food items here in church are going to be given to the larder to help those in need in our own local community. And so we now turn to our service sheet. This is the day that the Lord has made. Loving Lord, fill us with your presence, that we may praise you now with our lips and all the day long with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. If we think we've never done anything wrong, then we are lying to ourselves and not being honest. But if we take the things we have done wrong and bring them to God, and we are truthful with him, then once we've said sorry for those things, he forgives us. Let us say sorry to God here and now. We're sorry, dear God, when we don't have time for other people, when we say the wrong thing, when we do the wrong thing, even when we think the wrong thing, forgive us. Make us right with you and allow us to be better the next time. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven, your sins are gone, be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. We stand as a forgiven people. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole earth.
Come, let us pray.
The congregation may be seated while the children come to sing their anthem, Thank You, Lord, for This Fine Day.
Thank you, Lord, for apples and pears. Thank you.
Well done to all the children, and thank you to the teachers for all their support, and Dr. McKee at the piano. The Collect for Harvest Thanksgiving. Eternal God, you crown the year with your goodness and give us the fruits of the earth in their season. Grant that we may use them to your glory for the relief of those in need and for our own well-being, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Then he told them a parable. The land of a rich man produced abundantly, and he thought to himself, "What should I do? For I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, 'Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life is being demanded of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So it is with those who store up treasures for themselves, but are not rich towards God." He said to his disciples, "Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will wear, for about your body, what you will eat or what you will wear. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour of span to your life? If then you're not able to do such a small thing as that, why do you worry about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not keep striving for what you are to eat and what you are to drink. And do not keep worrying, for it is the nations of the world that strive after all these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, strive for his kingdom, and these things will be given to you as well."
Thank you.
Congregation may be seated.
Good morning, everyone. This morning, I'll be speaking about my experiences in Kenya and the impact our work had in those in a third world community. Firstly, I'd like to say a very big thank you to everyone who very kindly donated to Jengana before I headed off to Kenya, which ensured that we were able to make a significant difference during our trip and help kick off some of Jengana's long-term plans, which I will come back to in a few minutes. On the 1st of July 2018, the first of two teams headed off to Kenya with Jengana, led by Mr. McCullough. It was an early start for a group that contained 14 Campbell boys, but despite this, everyone was ready to get to work by the time we arrived in Nairobi a mere 12 hours later. How we managed to fit 18 team members and 36 bags onto two minivans and another small vehicle will always amaze me, although it was an incredibly tight squeeze, to say the least. This is a picture of the team, which included Billy Geary's grandson, Angus Faith, and in my opinion, the fact that we all knew each other before we went out was a huge benefit, because we were all comfortable in each other's surroundings, and it meant that when we were working, there was always someone willing to step in when they saw someone was tired, so the sense of familiarity within the group meant that we were able to get stuck into the work immediately. On our first full day, we were given a tour around Kibera slum, where we were given a greater understanding as to what it is like to live in severe poverty, which would shake the unshakable. From a personal perspective, what really struck me the most was how grateful the locals were for the little things they had. Furthermore, as we walked through the slum, children would rush out from all corners just to give an inspiring smile and reach out a hand of friendship through as simple a gesture as a wave. Over the next few days, we taught in a school in the slums where the kids were incredibly enthusiastic at the prospect of Musungus, which is Swahili for white people, teaching them Maas and English. In addition to this, we did some home visits in the slums where we brought food to those much less fortunate. When we were in the homes, which in some cases was nothing more than a bed or two, combined with a kitchen area, we would have handed over a food parcel we had prepared and learnt a bit about the lives of those living in that specific home. Furthermore, one of the members of the team would have prayed for the family before we left, and the sense of gratitude was mesmerising and a sheer sight to behold. On the same day, we began our work at Kipapeo, an orphanage run by Jengana, which you can now see on the screen. When we arrived at Kipapeo, we were introduced to some of the kids who had unimaginable stories attached to them in relation to how they ended up at the orphanage, such as being abandoned or being severely burnt. But once again, they made the most out of so little by having races with old car tires and showing us all their toys with pride beaming through their faces. On the screen, you can now see a picture of Angus and I with two of the kids and the excitement that they showed when we saw them on an almost daily basis was brilliant. However, whilst a lot of this work with the kids was improving the short-term aid out in Kenya, our priority was to build for the future. With this in mind, we were the group to start the building of cottages at the orphanage by digging foundations and starting to put some of the stonework into place. If all goes to plan, these cottages will hopefully be built by 2023, and would therefore be a vital and integral source of income for Jengana and the orphanage. We also built a kitchen shelter and chicken coop, which are also shown on the screen, and will provide a safer environment for the chickens to live in. In addition, we helped Benson, one of the workers with a great sense of humour, build an antiseptic tank, which was 12 feet deep, and I'll just let you imagine what it's like throwing soil 12 feet above the ground. Perhaps the most impressive building aspect of the trip was the mud house that we built in a day, where we worked tirelessly with a few of the locals to build a home for four children who had lost both their parents and whose house had collapsed and were living with their grandmother. The work involved going to get water, which would be used to make mud when we added the water to the trench-like hole we dug in the ground. We then set up a conveyor belt system where we formed mud bricks and passed them along a line before putting them into the walls that were made from firm sticks. The hard work of manufacturing a mud house was only preparation for the eagerly awaited football match against the local school that followed. Gengana FC emerged victorious from the penalty shootout that followed a 0-0 draw and proved to be the first of two penalty shootout victories on the trip. During the trip, we also helped out at Ben's Boys' School, where we shared stories with some of the boys and helped dig up the tough soil so that they would be able to plant crops efficiently and successfully. We also played football and frisbee with them, with both groups engaging in laughter, mostly them laughing at our dubious football skills, but we still managed to end up beating them. On a few occasions, we went street feeding at night in Nairobi, giving bread and milk to mothers and babies whilst doing our best to provide food for those in need. Seeing the desperation on the faces of the homeless really made all of us on the trip feel grateful for how fortunate we are in our lives. But it was rewarding for us being able to help those living on the streets. The fact that four slices of bread and some milk could be the difference between life and death for some of them was incredibly disheartening. But the fact that we were able to make an immediate difference was hopefully enough to get them through the next few days before they'd hopefully be able to get more food. To provide support for those in Kenya, each member of the team brought out an extra suitcase with clothes and toys to be left so that those less fortunate would be able to benefit from these items. 15 days later, we headed back to Belfast after what was an exhausting but rewarding trip. 14 of us will always remember our Gengana experience. Many thanks must go to Mr. McCullough and the team of leaders who made the trip so successful. To conclude, I'd just like to say thank you again to everyone that came to my coffee morning and gave money to Gengana. If anyone would like to know anything more about my trip or the charity Gengana, I will be down in the hall for the harvest lunch and would be glad to answer any questions. Thank you.
As Henry's dad, I want to say thank you to Henry for all his hard work in preparing that address and also for giving it to us this morning. All of us here in St. Columba's have been learning more about Gengana in recent years, not least when Charles went out 2 years ago, and this year Angus Faith and Henry went out from our parish. But they were hugely supported by all of your help in practical ways with your financial support. Henry has just described there some of the projects that they were involved in over their two-week visit. And that work that they have done has given huge benefit to people who don't have anything like what you and I have here. To be able to contribute in practical ways is so, so important. And one of the aspects about Gengana that we in the rectory take so much, I suppose, support from is that they have no admin costs. And every pound raised goes straight to the projects, such as the projects Henry has been talking about a few moments ago. And to be able to connect in a very real and a very practical way with those who are in such great need is a source of privilege for all of us. Here in this parish, over recent years, more and more of our younger parishioners have given of their time in different ways, not least in their summer holidays, to help overseas with different projects and with different organisations. And it's always a great delight when people come to me to say, we want to go and get involved in this project. But what is even more important is the huge support that all of you as a parish give to help those young people, to encourage them in those young people giving back something of what they had been given by God, their talents, their lives, and their time to help those in need. So well done to you, Henry, and well done for telling us so clearly what you were involved in, and also to all of us here in the parish. May we never lose sight of the opportunity to help people and to reach out to people wherever they may be. And that is what this harvest this year is all about, thinking of those in need, both overseas and later tonight, we're looking at the larder here in East Belfast. So well done. At least today, I wasn't worried about whether or not the preacher was going to get here. I knew he was here already, and that was very, very good. The choir are now going to return to the choir stalls as Linda Barrett is going to sing a solo from The Creation by Haydn. We stand for the affirmation of faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, who made all things? Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed the world?
We believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God?
We believe and trust in him.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Let us pray.
Thank you, God, for sun and rain that makes all things grow. Thank you for the farmers that work to reap and sow. Thank you for the mums and dads that make us lovely food. Thank you, God, for everything. Your world is so wonderful.
On this Harvest Thanksgiving Sunday, we give thanks for all the blessings that God gives to all of us. And we also give thanks for the privilege we have of sharing those resources with those who are in great need. On this day, we are thinking in particular of those in Kenya. And we're also thinking of those in this, our local community. We pray that as we give thanks for all that we have, that we may always do what we can to share that with those around us. May we as a parish here in St. Columba's be outward looking in our approach. God, our Heavenly Father, make the door of our church wide enough to welcome all who need human love, fellowship and a father's care, but narrow enough to shut out all envy, pride and hatred. Here may the tempted find help, the sorrowing receive comfort, and the penitent be assured of your mercy. And here may all your children renew their strength and go on their way in hope and joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Creator God, you made a world full of beautiful and useful things, and you want us to look after them. We are sorry that people spoil your world by carelessly throwing away rubbish and by wasting the food and water that other people need. Help us to be unselfish and to look after your world well, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Together we say, Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for everyone in this parish, especially for our clergy, teachers, leaders, musicians, helpers, and all who give of their time and talents to lead our parish organisations. We ask your blessing and guidance upon our families and homes, as together we seek to serve you in both word and deed during the opportunities and challenges of this new week. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The cash collection at all of our services today is being divided equally between the work of Jengana and also of the larder. And we have an opportunity at this service to make financial contributions to these important aspects of work. The offertory hymn, hymn number 581, I the Lord of Sea and Sky.
Thank you.
Accept, Lord, these our gifts and use them for your purposes of love. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Together we pray, be with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight. For the glory of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and with all for whom you have prayed for this day and forevermore. Amen. Just before we sing our recessional hymn, my grateful thanks once more to all those who work so hard in so many different ways to contribute to the decorating of our church so beautifully and also so practically to help those in need. Do please take a few moments to have a look at all the huge amount of displays across the church before you make your way. And if you can join us for lunch in the hall, you're very welcome. And the proceeds of the lunch, which are by voluntary donations, are to further assist with the refurbishment work of the hall kitchen. A lot of work has been done during the summer. More work needs to be done during these coming weeks, and your financial support for that will be greatly appreciated as we all enjoy catching up one with another after this service. Our harvest services continue tonight with choral evensong at 7 o'clock, and we're most grateful to Murray Hunter, who will be telling us about the work of the larder where all this food will be going to tomorrow. So if you can come back to hear about this important part of local work in this, our community, I do encourage you. And the choir have been working very hard with Dr. Joe McKee for choral evensong at 7. You will see in the Pew News details of the activities during this coming week. And tomorrow afternoon at 2:30 in the choir vestry, the afternoon group are having an outstanding speaker, Richard McChesney, and the topic will be Keeping Your Brains for Life, and all are very welcome. Wednesday is the deadline for the November Columban. All articles to the editor, Billy McAlpine, please. And you see next Sunday afternoon, Jim, Joyce and Kim and Laura Stevenson are hosting a fair trade sale at their home at 44 Castledona Rise. And again, all are welcome. Our recessional hymn.
Thank you.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.